New members of Congress have a lot to learn in their first few months on Capitol Hill. They also have a lot to learn back in their districts, where going home doesn't always mean getting away from work. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been following freshman Republican Thaddeus McCotter in Washington, and this month she joined him in his district in the suburbs of Detroit.
Thaddeus McCotter is finding out that being a congressman means lots of Kiwanis clubs and Rotary luncheons, and showing up on Monday mornings at places like the district's newest Bob Evans restaurant. Country curtains are on the windows, knickknacks line little shelves, and constituents are waiting with a lot on their minds.
I'm Joanne Dion, and I'm one of your constituents, and I just wanted to come and meet you and tell you how opposed I am to the tax cut.
A waitress comes by with coffee, and McCotter explains that he voted for the latest tax cuts because he believes they'll stimulate the economy and create jobs.
Tax cuts have historically done that, from John F. Kennedy through Ronald Reagan to the Bush presidency, too.
Reagan tax cuts created the biggest deficit in history.
Spending at the federal level creates the biggest deficit. It's what you do once the expenditure isn't there. It's what you do to reduce the deficit in terms of the fiscal spending side.
Dion does not look convinced. She sips her coffee. She saw the newspaper ad about meeting the congressman, and she had a few things on her mind, like the Bush administration's war on terror.
I think we're going about it in the wrong way. We can't police the world. We can't have people standing at every housing unit, every club, every cemetery, every consulate in the world, and keep terrorists away.
She asks McCotter to influence the Bush administration to work more closely with U.S. allies. She says she was compelled to come tell her congressman these things, though she knows he probably disagrees with her.
But I think it's good that you come out and do these things, even if you meet people who don't agree with you.
McCotter moves one booth over to a man in his 80s who's been waiting patiently and who turns up his hearing aid as he introduces himself.
The last name is like the beer, Schlitz.
Mr. Schlitz.
Adam Schlitz wants to know when the Iraqis will start paying Americans back for the cost of the war in Iraq.
Do you not feel that we should be compensated, the American taxpayers, for what money was spent winning their freedom?
I think that the first compensation that we receive, and probably the only we can really legitimately expect, is the fact that by removing that regime, we have increased the security of the American people.
McCotter says a free, democratic Iraq in the Middle East will itself be of benefit to the U.S. Then he again slides out of the booth and into another. He faces a woman who came a little late. She wears her work uniform from Lowe's Hardware. Her fingernails are chewed down to nubs.
This will be real quick because I know you got to catch a flight.
Judy Cornfoot Musoff explains that her husband recently lost his job as a computer administrator, and she's suddenly paying $400 a month to carry his health insurance. She clenches her hands on the tabletop.
I mean, $400 a month when I'm making $25,000 a year, you know, and then I still have to pay taxes and property insurance and everything else, that's ridiculous.
Right.
So they need to come up with some system that Americans can buy into to get health care.
I think that that's something to look at, because I think that does get lost a bit in the cracks. Insurance for unemployed workers as opposed to the specific prescription drugs, which you hear a lot about, are Medicaid, Medicare. And I think that that's something I'd be very interested in.
Michigan's unemployment rate is higher than the national average. McCotter takes down contact information and pledges to work on the problem. McCotter walks briskly out of the restaurant and jumps into a car waiting to take him to the Detroit airport. He's learning to split his time between Michigan and Washington. In the car, he says he's getting used to listening sessions where he mostly hears complaints. He says he doesn't expect many admirers to show up.
It's very rare. I mean, if people agree with you, they don't feel the need to come tell you.
But he says that's exactly what he likes about his constituents.
They keep you rooted in reality, because in Washington, no one wants to tell a member of Congress something they may not want to hear for risk of offending them. So when you come here, it's just nice to have people who enjoy telling you what they think, regardless of how you feel about it. I prefer that. That's much more honest way to exist.
McCotter says his freshman class came into a more difficult situation than other recent classes. A sluggish economy, then a war. All the more reason to stay in close touch with the folks at home, he says, to keep focused on these issues from their perspective. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, just outside of Detroit.